Friends, roadies, countrymen, and listeners worldwide, this is John Edmund thanking you for lending me your ears in more ways than one. Thanks for following my podcasts and for supporting and listening to my music and songs. And yes, this month, this is what I'm talking to you about, how the songs came about and how they shaped my life and how music plays such a big part in people's lives. It makes them happy, it makes them sad, it uplifts them, it relaxes them, brings back memories, and makes them romantic. But this month, I've been focusing on hit songs. For a singer-songwriter, a hit is the ultimate game-changer in a musical career. First of all, it puts an artist in the limelight, bringing popular demand for appearances, and most of all, keeps the wolf from the door. All singer-songwriters search for that elusive hit song. Last week I discussed how by some strange stroke of luck I had scored 4 hits in a row. It was getting harder and harder to find or write that special song. I had paid my dues as a folk, pop and country singer. As they say in showbiz, I had walked the boards. This led me to getting employed by the biggest music company in South Africa, the Gallo Music Group. I started in their music publishing division, which was the biggest music publishing company in the Southern Hemisphere. I learned copyright from my boss and mentor, Mr. Ralph Trewheeler. In his day, he was one of the most knowledgeable men in the industry. The company sent me all over the world to acquire songs and music catalogues. I went to the UK, South America, the USA, and of course, actually, to the music festival in Cannes. I scouted for songs for South African artists and offered South African songs to record producers from around the world. Whilst in the USA, I visited all the music centers, Nashville, Memphis, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and New York. I visited recording studios and mixed and met many writers and artists like Conway Twitty, Dobie Gray, Albert Hammond, Neil Sedaka, Barry White, Gilbert O'Sullivan, and many more. A highlight, of course, was visiting the American Country Hall of Fame and visiting the studio where Kris Kristofferson started as a cleaner. He got his first break as a singer there. He certainly came up the hard way. On my travels, I collected all sorts of samples and tapes, but one stood out for me. It was a song called Toy Train, written by a man called Dwayne Blackwell. On my return to South Africa, I played it to Terry Dempsey, my producer. We agreed it had it in the groove. So again, we rounded up the Rhodesian pop group called Lincoln. We booked the studio and Toy Train was born, got up steam and roared into the charts. I couldn't believe my ears. Wow, hit number 5 in a row. It had that magic in the groove. Well, after that, as I said, a hit brings fame and fortune, TV appearances, big music shows, radio interviews and the like. Next week, I'll be telling you more about the search for a hit song and the strange way they sometimes come about. Till then, folks, thanks for listening. And should you want to listen to any of the songs, you can get them on an album called By Request from buymusic.co.za. Don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. And I look forward to talking to you next week. Go well, keep well, stay safe. Bye for now. Tot ziens and salagashli. And most of all, Zwakanaka.